堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天 Tate 女士和 Neil 先生再次会面，要讨论把 World Graphics 公司扩展到一个新地区去。这家公司虽然在当地名气很响，但是在其他地方却仍然默默无闻，所以到新地点去打响知名度，有利于公司业务增长。好，我们去参加他俩的讨论吧。请边听边想这个问题，Neil 先生为什么要到别的地区去开展业务？
With the options that you have, what do you think of staying in this community?
I want to keep our present offices open.
But?
It's time that we spread our wings a bit.
You mean go to another area?
Yes. We are well known in this community, but outside...
People don't know who or what World Graphics is.
We need to increase our visibility.
我们上一次讲过， Neil 先生可以选择三种不同的方式来发展业务，扩大现有设施，开设分部，或者向外承包业务。 Tate 女士从第一种留在原地的选择谈起，我们听听他俩的一问一答。
With the options that you have, what do you think of staying in this community?
I want to keep our present offices open.
Tate 女士问 Neil 先生对留在原地有什么想法。 Neil 先生表示现有的办公室要继续营业。 Tate 女士紧跟着用 but 一个词来提出问题，表示她知道 Neil 先生还没有把跟前话不同的想法说出来。他这是在催问 Neil 先生把这个不同的想法说出来。我们听听他们的对答。
But?
It's time that we spread our wings a bit.
Neil 先生的回答用了比喻 spread our wings. Spread one's wings 相当于中文的一展宏图，他是要发展业务并且向新领域开拓了。我们再听一遍这两句话。
But?
It's time that we spread our wings a bit.
Tate 女士理解 Neil 先生的用意吗？
You mean go to another area?
Yes. We are well known in this community, but outside.
People don't know who or what World Graphics is.
Tate 女士说，你的意思是到别的地区去吗？ Neil 先生马上表示肯定，并且说他的公司在本地颇有名气。然而 Tate 女士立刻插上来说，在外地人们却对这个公司一无所知。企业当然希望自己在本地享有很高的声望，但是他们如果要发展还得声名远扬。我们一起来听关于 World Graphics 公司声誉的问答。
Is World Graphics well known in the community?
It's very well known in the community.
Is it well known outside the community?
No, it isn't well known outside the community.
你们那儿有没有一家你熟悉的公司呢？请在课后和学习伙伴一起仿照刚才听到的对话，相互问答有关这家公司的知名度的问题。好，我们回到他们的讨论中来。刚才 Tate 女士代替 Neil 先生完整地表达了自己的想法，说在外地人们不了解 World Graphics 公司。我们听听 Neil 先生因而产生了什么想法，但是先得学个生词 visibility, V-I-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y, visibility. 它原来的意思是可见性或者明显度，而用在这儿 increase your visibility 意思是提高知名度。
People don't know who or what World Graphics is.
We need to increase our visibility.
Neil 先生认为他们需要提高自己的知名度。好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，并且考虑怎么样回答下面的问题。
Why does Mr. Neil want to go to another area?
With the options that you have, what do you think of staying in this community?
I want to keep our present offices open.
But?
It's time that we spread our wings a bit.
You mean go to another area?
Yes. We are well known in this community, but outside...
People don't know who or what World Graphics is.
We need to increase our visibility.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
Why does Mr. Neil want to go to another area?
To increase his company's visibility.
Tate 女士和 Neil 先生接着讨论了设立分部的好处。首先，他们能提高知名度，吸引更多的新顾客。当然，这一来他们就得有更大的地方来满足业务需求了。我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题：设立分部的好处是什么
？A new branch office could increase your visibility and handle your video production.
In addition, it will allow us to draw in new clients.
You can increase your client base.
And we can never have too many clients.
Well, don't say that. You almost have too many now.
Well, that's true, but we're coming up with solutions.
The more clients, the more revenue.
And the more revenue, the higher our profitability.
Kate 女士首先提出，开设分部能提高他们的知名度。而且分部可以专门从事录像制作方面的业务。我们再听一次他的话以及 Neil 先生的补充。
A new branch office will increase your visibility and handle your video production.
In addition, it will allow us to draw in new clients.
Neil 先生补充说，分部还将使他们能够吸引新顾客。他用动词短语 draw in 表示吸引。有好几种不同的方式可以表示同样的意思。
The new office will draw in many new clients.
The new office will attract many new clients.
The new office will bring in many new clients.
这几句话里的 draw in, attract 和 bring in 都可以表示吸引。不知大家记得吗？还有以前学到的 pull in 也有类似的意思。现在请选用这几个表达方式中的任何一个来回答下面的问题。答完了再参考我们说的答案。
What will the new office do?
It will draw in many new clients.
我们接着听他俩怎么样继续评价设立分部的好处。
You can increase your client base.
And we can never have too many clients.
Tate 女士说，他们因而能扩大客源。Neil 先生附和说 ，We can never have too many clients， 意思是顾客总是多多益善的。注意 ，too many 是用在可数名词前的，如果是不可数名词，就得用 too much。我们来听几段对话，注意里面用到的 too many 和 too much。
How is business?
We have too many orders.
How is your project coming?
It's taking too much time.
Why didn't you buy a new computer?
It costs too much.
接下来，请你根据刚才听到的那些话来回答下面的问题。注意在答复中正确使用 too many 或者 too much。答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
How is business?
We have too many orders.
How is your project coming?
It's taking too much time.
Why didn't you buy a new computer?
It costs too much.
我们回到他俩的讨论中来。Ted 女士听了 Neil 先生说的那句话，顾客多多益善，有什么反应呢？而 Neil 先生又怎么说呢？我们往下听。
Well, don't say that. You almost have too many now.
That's true, but we're coming up with solutions.
Ted 女士提醒 Neil 先生，他们的顾客几乎是太多了。Neil 先生说，确实如此。然而他转而提醒 Ted 女士说，他们不正在合计出解决办法吗？动词短语 come up with solutions 相当于 work on solutions， 意思是想出或者提出解决办法来。听听这两句意义相仿的话。
We're coming up with solutions. We're working on solutions.
主管人员不喜欢光是听到问题，他们希望雇员同时也提出解决办法来。They want employees to come up with solutions as well. 顾客多当然是好事儿。我们继续听他俩评论顾客多的好处在哪儿，但是先得学两个生词。Revenue, R-E-V-E-N-U-E, revenue, 它的意思是收入。Profitability, P-R-O-F-I-T-A-B-I-L-I-T-Y,profitability, 它的意思是利润。
The more clients, the more revenue.
And the more revenue, the higher our profitability.
Ted 女士指出，顾客越多，收入越多。Neil 先生进而说，收入越多，取得的利润也越高。好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What is an advantage of a branch office?
A new branch office could increase your visibility and handle your video production.
In addition, it will allow us to draw in new clients.
You can increase your client base.
And we can never have too many clients.
Well, don't say that. You almost have too many now.
Well, that's true, but we're coming up with solutions.
The more clients, the more revenue.
And the more revenue, the higher our profitability.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们说的答案。
What is an advantage of a branch office?
It will increase visibility, handle video production,and attract new clients.
既然开设分部有利无弊，所以 Ted 女士和 Neil 先生开始讨论 World Graphics 公司在哪里开设分部最合适。已经有几个国家的贸易委员会来信和 Neil 先生接洽，提议把分部开设到他们国家去。贸易委员会的英文是 Trade Commission, TradeCommission. Trade is spelled T-R-A-D-E. Commission is spelled C-O-M-M-I-S-S-I-O-N. 我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这问题，贸易委员会的工作之一是什么？
So,Where will you start to look?
Actually, trade commissions of several countries have already contacted us.
Impressive. They want you to open a branch office in their country?
Yes. They want to attract new business to their countries.
Are you impressed with the proposals?
Oh, yes. They're full of tax incentives, housing incentives, investment incentives.
That's their job.
It's a difficult job. It's my impression that competition is fierce.
说到要找寻理想的地点， Ted 女士问 Neil 先生，他们准备如何着手呢？我们再听听 Neil 先生告诉他什么具体情况。
So where will you start to look?
Actually, trade commissions of several countries have already contacted us.
Neil 先生说，几个国家的贸易委员会已经来跟他们接洽了。这个消息给 Ted 女士带来什么感觉呢？
Impressive. They want you to open a branch office in their country?
Yes, they want to attract new business to their countries.
Tate 女士感到这很令人意外和感叹。她问那些贸易委员会是否希望 World Graphics 在他们的国内开设分部呢？ Neil 先生做了肯定的答复，并且说他们希望把新企业引进国内。Tate 女士进一步打听这些贸易委员会所做的提议。我们听听 Neil 先生的答复，但是先要学个生词 incentive I-N-C-E-N-T-I-V-E incentive， 它的意思是物质鼓励或者物质刺激，这里特别指促使他们去某地办企业的优惠待遇。
Are you impressed with the proposals?
Oh yes, they're full of tax incentives, housing incentives, investment incentives.
Tate 女士问他们那些提议是否能打动公司。尼欧先生说那些提议确实令人动心，提议中包括好多税务、住房和投资方面的优惠待遇。人人都喜欢物质鼓励或者优惠待遇。现在请你根据听到的话来回答我的问题，然后再对照下我们说的答案。
The Trade Commission offered us lower taxes.
What kind of incentive was offered?
Tax incentives.
I'd like to see lower housing prices.
What kind of incentive does he want?
Housing incentives.
They want us to invest in the community.
What kind of incentive are they offering?
Investment incentives.
我们回到他俩的讨论中来，那些提议相当令人动心。我们听听 Tate 女士和 Neil 先生对贸易委员会的工作各有什么评论。
That's their job.
It's a difficult job. It's my impression that competition is fierce.
Tate 女士认为贸易委员会的工作之一就是对众议的合作对象提出令人动心的提议，促使他们前来合作。而 Neil 先生说这谈何容易，他觉得竞争非常激烈。他的话里有个生词 fierce， F-I-E-R-C-E fierce， 意思是猛烈的、激烈的。商界的竞争在所难免，某些行业的竞争尤其激烈。请你在一张纸上写下竞争最激烈的行业，同时请你听听你可能写下的这几种行业。
Competition is fierce in the computer industry.
Competition is fierce in the fast food industry.
Competition is fierce in the car industry.
你可以在课后继续写完你所在地区竞争最激烈的那些行业。在我们刚才听到的对话里，有三个词跟动词 impress 好像来自一个家族，它们分别是形容词、动词过去分词和名词。我们再听一遍这几句话，把这三个词找出来。
Impressive. They want you to open a branch office in their country? Are you impressed with the proposals?
It's a difficult job. It's my impression that competition is fierce.
你听到了吗？第一句话有形容词 impressive， 它的意思是给人深刻印象的或者令人动心的。注意 impressive 是动词 impress加后缀 ive 构成的，后缀 ive 常常用来构成形容词。第二句话里有动词过去分词 impressed， 而第三句话里是名词 impression。 注意名词 impression 是动词 impress 加后缀 ion 构成的，后缀 ion 常常用来构成名词。我们来练习用这几个词，请回答问题。注意，在你的应答中，正确选用 impressive、impressed 或者 impression， 然后再参考我们说的答案。
Do you like the proposals?
Impressive.
你也可以那样答复这个问题。
I am impressed.
What is your impression of a trade commissioner's job?
It's my impression that it's difficult.
好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
What is one job of trade commissions?
So, where will you start to look?
Actually, trade commissions of several countries have already contacted us.
Impressive. They want you to open a branch office in their country?
Yes. They want to attract new business to their countries.
Are you impressed with the proposals?
Oh, yes.They're full of tax incentives, housing incentives, investment incentives.
That's their job.
It's a difficult job. It's my impression that competition is fierce.
现在请回答问题，答完了再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What is one job of the trade commissions?
To attract new business.
接下来我们要从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部讨论，复习一下学到的内容。
With the options that you have, what do you think of staying in this community?
I want to keep our present offices open.
But?
It's time that we spread our wings a bit.
You mean go to another area?
Yes. We are well known in this community.But outside...
People don't know who or what World Graphics is.
We need to increase our visibility.
A new branch office could increase your visibility and handle your video production.
In addition, it will allow us to draw in new clients.
You can increase your client base.
And we can never have too many clients.
Well, don't say that. You almost have too many now.
Well, that's true, but we're coming up with solutions.
The more clients, the more revenue.
And the more revenue, the higher our profitability.
So, where will you start to look?
Actually, trade commissions of several countries have already contacted us.
Impressive. They want you to open a branch office in their country?
Yes. They want to attract new business to their countries.
Are you impressed with the proposals?
Oh, yes. They're full of tax incentives, housing incentives...Investment incentives.
That's their job.
It's a difficult job. It's my impression that competition is fierce.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要说的是怎么样主动表示愿意为对方做什么。
Can I help you with that?
Oh, no thanks. I can do it.
刚才第一个人有礼貌地向第二个人表示乐意助他一臂之力。
Can I help you with that?
他也可以用不同的方式来表示自己乐意相助。
Do you need some help? Do you need any help? Please let me help you.
第二个人谢绝了帮助，他表示自己能行。
Oh, no thanks. I can do it.
他要是乐意接受帮助的话，也可以简单地这样说。
Thank you.
我们来练习主动提供帮助的说法。假定你的同事刚接受了一项新任务，请你问他是否需要帮忙。说完了再听听我们的对答。
Do you need some help?
Yeah, I could use some help.
要是有个人手上拿着15本书，请你主动向他表示乐意分担。说完了再参考我们的对答。
Can I help you with those?
Oh, thank you.
假定你在街上遇到一个迷路的人，请主动上前表示愿意帮他。说完了再听听我们说的对答。
Do you need any help?
Yes, thank you. I'm lost.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈。到时候 Tate 女士和 Neil 先生要讨论 World Graphics 公司的特有的工作环境。我是伟伟，
这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，微微改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，我们下次再见。